This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today is 50-50 Day, a global day of action and conversation around gender equality in leadership. At the National Constitution Center, a documentary will explore the history of women and power, and executives and elected officials will discuss shared leadership in business and government. I'll serve as moderator. The event is sponsored by Vision 2020, a national coalition working to achieve women's economic and social equality by the year 2020, when the nation celebrates the centennial of the women's right to vote. Lynn Yackel administers the initiative. This one-time candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania is one of the founders of Women's Way, an investment arm that helps advance causes for women and girls. I caught up with Yackel to hear her story and have her weigh in on gender leadership. I asked her, when did she first personally experience opportunity disparities between men and women?
I discovered that when I got out of college, actually. I graduated from a small women's college and had gone to a girls' school. Nobody had ever indicated to me that I couldn't do whatever I wanted to do. I had been a good student, and I moved to New York and learned that it was going to be hard to get a job. All anybody wanted to know was whether I could type.
Interesting. And what year was this, roughly?
This was in the mid-60s. And it was at a time when women were just really kind of emerging in the workforce.
What did you do? What came next for you?
At first, I didn't do much other than be amazed. I did very well in my job in New York. And then I got married and moved to the Philadelphia area and was actually earning more money than my husband was until I got pregnant with our first child, at which point I learned that the company had a policy of leaving when you were 6 months pregnant. There was no maternity leave, no parental leave at that time. That reinforced my notion that I wanted to do something about it. So I got involved as a volunteer, really.
What did you do as a volunteer?
I was one of the founders of Women's Way. It was women working together to raise money together for programs that were at the time on the margins. Things like rape crisis, counseling, job training and help for women who were looking to go into the workforce.
And Women's Way is going strong today. In fact, this week they are also celebrating some milestones of their own. Tell me about where you found leadership guidance in your life.
I think both of my parents were examples of leadership. My mother had been a school teacher and a school principal, and my father became a local leader and was elected to Congress. His example had a greater influence on me because I was interested from early on in public service, which was revered in my family. It was considered the highest kind of calling.
People don't just flip a switch on and suddenly they're leaders.
No, exactly. One thing that I did learn in terms of my father's example, it took me a long time to figure this out. He was very feisty. He had a reputation for saying what he thought and for standing up for things he believed in. And I learned that that characteristic was not as appropriate for a woman, or it wasn't received the same way. And that was a pretty startling discovery also, was realizing that men and women are treated differently in terms of their leadership styles.
A short film will premiere at today's event. It is called 50-50, appropriately. It lists some statistics. So for every dollar men earn, women earn 77 cents. Women of color, even less money. Of the 870 Nobel Prize winners, 48 have been women. Of the current 116 elected heads of state, 16 are women. All of this occurring when women make up 50% of the world population. Mm-hmm. So it makes me think, if one woman is undervalued, we are all undervalued, right?
It's definitely true that we need more examples and role models of women in leadership that will serve as examples to our young people. Because one of the reasons I think so few women step up is that there's a message there that they're not valued in the same way and that it may be a culture that they don't really want to participate in. That's something that we really need to change because we want to have an environment where women feel valued and realize what they have to contribute. And I think that's a part of what needs to change for our young people as well as for those of us who have been working on this for a long time.